This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that is willing and able to meet our each and every need. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the one that is able and willing to meet our each and every need. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today. Just thank you and pray tonight. Just thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. We are so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray for thy glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 9 to verse 10 and 11, and also Matthew 24 and 35. And the word of God reads in Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. For as the rain cometh down in the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things where I send it. In Matthew 24, verse 35, hallelujah, the word says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. This week, next Ms. I would like you to pray for us and with us as we bring forward the word of God tonight. Amen. We'll be talking about God's word will not return to him void. God's word will not return to him void. People of God, believers of Christ, there may be a delay between our prayers and our answers coming from God. You see, God promised his word will never return to him void because it is alive and powerful. Again, according to the scriptures in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10, 9 through 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it may yield seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that go forth from my mouth. it shall not return to me empty or void, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. Again, it is Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. So God's word will not return to him void. That's why our work for the Lord is never in vain. If we are born-again believers, if we are children of the Most High God, well, we can be encouraged tonight that our work is not in vain because God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not pass away. Thank you, Jesus. So we should be tied up, tangled up in the things of God. Because one thing about God, his work cannot be undone. And his word will accomplish what he will. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him. God's word, again, is alive. People of God, the Bible, the word of God, our manual, hallelujah, biblical instruction before leaving earth. The Bible may look like other books, but it is the word of the Bible are alive. They are words with spiritual power behind them. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. He would go into the temple and teach and preach the word of God and let people know that the word of God is spirit and the word of God is truth. The word of God is alive. Yes, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing down to our thoughts and contents of the heart. God's word is an active one. It is an active force. It creates and it sustains and animates and propels all things according to God's will. Once the word of God is released, it has a life of its own to produce, to bring about its fulfillment. God's word runs swiftly, quickly. Child of God, have you ever asked yourself, why is there often a gap of time between when you pray and when God answers? Well, God says, as the rain and the snow does not return without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so is my word. Believers of Christ, if there is a delay in your prayer, in your prayers, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. From being answered, all we have to do is keep praying and standing, being content in the fact that if God said it, it shall come to pass. Make sure you have met God's condition according to the scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, if my people, which is called by my name, which is humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. Look at the conditions. First, we must humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face. Turn from our wicked ways. And then God will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal the land. It is common. Don't be discouraged. it is common for there to be a delay between praying and prayers being answered. So we, as children of God, has to trust in God, and he will not fail us. Yes, the Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, in all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Yes, God's word will not return to him void. In the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 36, it says, for ye need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. God's word has never failed, and it never will. Remember, as always, what God sets in motion cannot be stopped. Sure, it can be delayed, but it can't be stopped. Because God, he's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. If he spoke it, he shall. God's word never will return to him void. In the Bible, in God's word, in Psalms 119, verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word is true. God's word is already settled. It's settled in heaven, and God's will for his word is to be settled here on earth. As born-again believers, we have the word of God, not just in our head, but all the way to our heart, to the depths of our heart. The word of God become a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. So it's good to know that God's word will lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Yes, we may be out of alignment with the will of God for our lives, but if we stay in prayer and if we stay in faith, God will bring us to that place to be in right standing with him. We must yield ourselves totally and complete. Let the word of God work in us and through us, because God's word will not return to him void. Again, in the book of Isaiah 55, verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things where I send it. Hallelujah. The power of the word of God. God's word is incredibly powerful. We as believers of Christ must recognize that it is God's word spoken by God, Holy Spirit, for his purpose. Yes, we serve God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three agree as one. God's word is powerful. It's alive. It's not like, hallelujah, we speak it and then it falls to the ground. No, when we speak the word of God with a sincere heart, when we speak the word of God, humbling ourselves in need of his mighty hand, God looks over his word to perform it. Bible says he goes to and fro looking for those that believe his word. You see, if you believe it, you shall receive it. Hallelujah. God's word will never return to him void. God's word is powerful. God's word is true. Remember what I said in the beginning. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall stand forever and ever. So we as God's people can have confidence in the word of God, because the word of God will come to pass in our lives if we just stay in faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence things not seen. So as born-again believers, when God pronounced judgment and wrath upon the lost, those that are still lost in the world. What I mean by lost, those that are out, hallelujah, out of fellowship with God the Father because of sin that came into the world, because of them being born in sin. Every person, every human being, since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, sin became rampant in the world. And we look around, I was here in 2020, and we look around, we see that this world is decaying. This world is passing away on a daily basis. We are living in a world of darkness. We are living in a world that is hardly, that is filled with sin. Sin. Sin is all around us, even today. We are living in a time and a season. People that will run to things that is full of evil than to run to the foot of the cross and repent for their sin. People like darkness rather than light, because in darkness they can do their evil deeds. In darkness they believe that they can camouflage themselves and not be told about the sin that they are in. But I stop by to let you know that God still sits high on the throne. He is alive and well. He sits high, but he look low. God is looking, and the angels are booking. So we, as believers of Christ, we should count it all joy and a privilege of serving an awesome God, a God that neither slumber nor sleep, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Hallelujah. So God will accomplish everything his word, he has spoken through his word. So believers of Christ, we have to just put our hands in his hand. When God pronounced grace and blessings upon the saved, those that are saved, that word also will not return to him void, but it will accomplish what he will. In the scriptures, also hear the prophet by the name of Isaiah. Hallelujah, he was one of the major prophets. He used the example of nature to prove his point, that he used the rain and the snow as examples. And they are effective when shown by the use of being a verb, such as have water and have caused it to bear, and have caused it to shoot forth, and have given, hallelujah, fruitfulness according to God's word. The subject here is that the rain and the snow, to a child of God, instead of the rain and the snow returning to heaven without having accomplished their purpose here, they fulfill the purpose for which God sent them. Hallelujah. We have to understand that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light. It comes from God. If it's good, it is from him. Hallelujah. It says that every good thing, praise the Lord. When we're talking about in the scripture that I shared in Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11, it gives us a picture symbolically of what they represent. But we see the power of God bringing to completion his purpose in nature. Yes, when God speaks a word to you, you can bank on it. You can deposit it in the bank. It will not bounce. Hallelujah. It's good because he said so. So if God spoke it, he will bring it to pass, because he honored his word above his name. His word, not your word. His word, God's word, which is written in his holy book, the Bible. God's word will not return to him void. The prophet Isaiah, again, he uses symbolically the rain and the snow renewed to illustrate God's refreshing power and his word. You see, the word of God waters our soul and brings blessing and fruitfulness in us and to us. The change that the holy word of God brings to human life and human destiny is glorious. All glory, honor goes to God. The scriptures also carries spiritual vitality, and that is why it doesn't return void, because it is alive. Hallelujah. God's word can change human life. People of God, the Bible, the word of God, the Bible to a thirsty soul is what water is to a barren land. Whenever it encounters an open heart, it brings refreshment, nourishment, and new life. This is bare to be repeated, amen? Believers of Christ, the Bible, to a thirsty soul, is what water is to a barren land. Wherefore, it encounters an open heart. It brings forth refreshment, nourishment, and new life. So, believers of Christ, our main evangelistic task here on earth is simple: to be seed planters of God's word. You see, when we, Bible says that one plant, one water, but God brings the increase. When we plant God's word in the lives of others, they sometimes don't always respond to God's word immediately. But remember this, that the seed, and when the time is ripe, it will bring forth a harvest. So all we have to do is just open up our mouth and tell people about Jesus. Tell them about the gospel, the true gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible is authored by God, and it reveals God to man. In the book of Romans, verse 4, it says, "For whatsoever things were written beforehand were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." Yes, people of God, there's people that will never open up the Bible, the book, but they'll look at our lives and watch to see what we do to make sure that our audio lines up with our video. So that's why it's very important to be fully committed to the assignment that God has given you to do, to speak God's word. Hallelujah. When we minister the word of God, speak his word. Try to stay away from your own opinions, because it leaves room for error. But when we speak the word of God just the way it is, according to the way it was written in the word of God will penetrate. The word of God will, hallelujah, it will penetrate, change people's lives. We believe that the scriptures themselves are inspired by God and God alone, and that all scriptures is bred out by him and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction and for training in righteousness. Yes, God's word is powerful. God's word is able to change even the worst sinner's heart and bring them to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word will not return to him void. God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will abide forever and ever. Here in the book of Hebrews, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So believers of Christ, the word of God, again, powerful. And if we believe it, claim it, and use it, it will benefit us. Again, if you believe, you shall receive. That's the question. Two-letter word, if. It carries a whole lot of weight. So we have to believe the word of God for ourselves. We have to put the word of God to work in our lives as believers of Christ. That's why when we hear the word of God, we can't be just hearers only. We have to be doers. Apply the word of God to our lives and let the word of God do the work in us and through us, that others may be those that are waiting to see. Hallelujah. See, God haven't just picked you for nothing. He picked you for a reason and a purpose. He picked you because he knows that you are to pray, and I ask him to help you, to build you up in the faith and give you encouragement with his word in spirit and in truth. God's word will not return to him. Thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy, oh worthy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. So tonight we are talking about God's word will not return to him void. You see, the word of God is reliable, trustworthy for our lives. We as people of God believe that the message of the Bible is the only for lost people on a spiritual basis. Remember this always, that God's word always fulfills his good purpose. God's word, that is a guarantee, hallelujah, that we have, that if he spoke it, he shall bring it to pass. Sometimes we wonder and we get a little bit complacent in our faith of wondering why things is taking so long. I stop by to encourage you tonight that God is always working. Even while we are sleeping, he's working. He's always working things out for our good. Because Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So believers of Christ, when God said that his word will not return to him void, we should be encouraged to abide in his word, allowing God's word to absorb into our lives, soaking it up as the ground soaks up the rain and the snow. The truth will not return void as our hearts change. You know, at times, sometimes we, as human beings with our little finite mind, we sometimes like the weather. Sometimes cloudy, sometimes sunny. But God never changed. Even in our unfaithfulness, God is still faithful to himself and to his word. You see, God's word in our lives, he will chasten us. He will, if we is out of alignment, he will bring us back in right standing with him. See, God's word will rebuke us when we out of the will of God, and it will also correct us when we are not in right standing or doing wrong in his eyesight. God's word will train us in godly living. God's word is a light that guides us in this dark, sinful world that we are living in. It will always accomplish what God desires. Yes, sometimes we want things our way. You know, the Burger King way. But God knows what's best. And he sometimes will allow us to wander off. But he will deal with us and bring us back in right standing with him if we allow him to. Whether it is teaching, correcting, training, leading us to him, and revealing our sins, God will be merciful. He will be gracious. So we have to understand that God is sovereign. The Holy Spirit moves serious ways, and God may use his word in surprising ways, at surprising times, and in surprising people. Sometimes we think we know somebody. We think we know a certain person. But it's God's business to deal with them. It's God's business to deal with us on a personal basis. That's why the Bible says for us to examine ourselves to make sure that we're in faith. Sometimes we can be out of right standing with him, subconsciously as well as consciously, not realizing that we are not where we're supposed to be. But God is merciful. He will patiently deal with us, chasing us, and bring us back in right standing with him. God's word will not return to him void. You see, God's word will always prosper, and God will succeed. And those who receive his word will be overcomers as well. So God's word is like a return policy. Hallelujah. Because his word is guaranteed not to return to him void. When God referred to my word, I'm talking about God's word, not Tebow's. When God referred to my word, he is talking about his creative and purposeful that brings about what he desires. People of God, remember this, that God never leads anyone to do anything that is contrary to his word. God's word will never fail. Even people try to make his word, make God out of a liar, he will still stand on his word because God is true. His word is absolute truth, and his prophecy will come to pass. And it still will come to pass, and his promises also. If he made a promise to you, and he will bring it to pass regardless of how long it'll take. God said in his word that he has magnified his word above his name, and he will watch over his word to perform it. We see that God's word will test us. It tests our heart. It tests to see whether we will be able to remain hopeful with praise in our heart, even when things seem unbearable. God's word will help us when we get discouraged. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 35 through 39, it says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not delay. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto destruction, but of them that has believed in the saving of our soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's word will not return to him void. So believers of Christ, God's word, it convicts all who truly hear it, first of their sin, and second of their standing and state before God. Remember this always. Remember this, saying no brings conviction and no conversion. It means that if there hasn't been conviction of sin, there has not been conversion from sin. A very important element of any conversion is conviction by the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, it says that, so that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God will convert if a person who hear the Word of God will permit the Word of God to do its convicting work and will submit to that conviction, then the Word of God will bring him or her to a place of repentance and a place of faith. Another thing that the Word of God does, it condemns. When God's Word is refused, rejected, or denied by people, it takes an obvious turn and condemns the hearers perish, is the case. Sometimes we, even in 2020, think that God's word is old-fashioned, believe that God's word is a thing of the past. But I stop by to let you know the salvation message is still true, still real. May have different methods on how it is presented, but the word of God will do what God wants it to do. God has much to say to those who reject his word. Again, repent or perish. The word of God confirms and convicts. People of God, ordinarily, faithfully, time spent in God's word is never for naught. The deposit of scriptures that we make as his children in our lives through personal Bible study will be used by God when we are drawn on reserve spiritually. That's why the word says, for us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Remember this also, that in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I want to give you a couple examples of God's word never returning to him void. Here in the Word of God. An example of a delay that may take place from the time that the Word of God has been spoken over people's lives. Remember Joseph? God gave Joseph dreams that he would become a ruler. From the time that he got his dream, his father had made him a coat of many colors, and his brothers, and there was envy of Joseph. Joseph, one day him and his brothers was going to a place, and they had jealousy in their heart towards him. So they went on and took his coat off of him, put him in a pit, had conspired to kill him. But then they saw a caravan going, so they decided to sell him into slavery. So he was sold into slavery. Joseph was bought by Potiphar. Potiphar had a wife. Potiphar had went on to somewhere to do business, and Joseph was over the affairs of Potiphar's estate. Potiphar's wife, one day she decided to try to tempt him to come and have sexual intercourse with her. But Joseph refused and ran out. And she grabbed his cloak and kept it. When Potiphar came back, hallelujah, she told him what happened, her side of the story. And he turned around and put Joseph in jail. Joseph stayed in prison, hallelujah, for almost 13 years before he was able, before the word of God to in his life. Joseph was a dreamer. Joseph dreamed, and then the king had a dream. Joseph interpreted, and Joseph became second in command of the of that kingdom. He was placed over, hallelujah, being able to for the harvest of wheat, the harvest and the supplies was placed under him, because he had told the king about 7 years of famine and 7 years of good growth. Joseph, his brothers, his father sent the brothers to come to where Joseph was, and Joseph allowed them to get what was needed, and he made himself known to them. The dream that Joseph had about his father and his brothers and them and his king people being that he would be over them, it came to pass. But look at the time then, 13 years. Sometimes we, as God's people, as God's children, we get impatient after a week or so, because things, after a year or so, because things haven't came to pass within our lives. Remember, God is patient, and he knows when you're ready for what he has for you. Another example was about our Lord and Savior, Christ, who's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he was born in a manger as a child, born of a virgin by the name of Mary. He grew up, but he had a father. Even though God is his spiritual father, he had an earthly father by the name of Joseph, and Mary was his mother. Jesus had to wait 30 years before he began his own ministry, and he spent the majority of his life shaping wood in the humble carpenter Joseph's shop. So we have to understand that God is never in a rush. He's never in a hurry. He wants to build character in us. So whether we believe it or not, God is not concerned about our comfort. He's concerned about us doing what thus says the Lord, what he has assigned us to do. So he wants to work our character in us, and this is done by faith. That's why the Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Goes on a little bit further and says, but without faith, it's impossible to feed, it's impossible to please God. And them that come to God believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God's word would not return to him void. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all of us that says that we are born again believers, we must be patient. We need patience in order that we be able to do what God, the will of God here on earth, and that we may receive the promises that he has spoken over our lives. We have to stay in faith, stay prayed up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. Remember, what God sets in motion, it cannot be stopped. Precious Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We thank you, Father God, that, hallelujah, that even though at times when we get, when we want things to be rushed, Father God, you know what is best for us. You know that, hallelujah, when we are ready, when you are ready to loose it forth within our lives. Help us, Lord, to stand when we are weak. Help us, Lord, to realize that without you, we can't do nothing. We need you like the breath that we breathe. We need you, hallelujah, each and every day of our lives. We need you because you are a merciful God. You are a good God. You're a God that sits high and looks low. You're a God that, hallelujah, that knows what's best for us. Let us never get to the place to where we think big-headed. We'll get to the place of feeling that we don't need you. Father God, you have a way of letting us know that without you, we can't do nothing. So we want to repent of any sin. We want to totally depend upon you, because you are the one that created us, and you created us for a reason and for a purpose. Precious Father, help us, build us up in the faith, take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, each and every day of our lives. Let us walk in obedience to the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, be called on the verse. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than to fed in the rams. Help us, Lord, to fulfill the assignment that you have placed upon our lives here on this earth. So, Father God, I thank you tonight. I thank you that your word will not return to you void. I thank you that the word of God will fall on good ground, and by the anointing of the Spirit of God, and it'll bring forth, hallelujah, it'll bring forth within our lives increase in all areas. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. There may be one, or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Hallelujah. It's simple. Come to him. First of all, we have to realize that we're a sinner. We have to realize that we were born in sin. We have to realize that we want to get back in right standing with God. Come to a place of repentance, throwing both hands up, giving your life totally with a sincere heart. After we repent of our sin, the Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. After we repent of our sin, then we confess to God. And then we believe. Word of God says in Romans 10:9-10, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. From this day forward, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. God is good and worthy to be praised.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We hope that Apostle has said something that you can use and apply in your daily life. And if he did and you recognize that, share that with someone else. Maybe they'll need that nugget also. Please share the telephone number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you join with us. Should you need to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, please feel free to write us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Contacting us with your comments, topics you'd like to have discussed, questions you might have. We'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to contact us. Again, that P.O. Box is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God loves you. And know that we love you also. We keep you lifted up in prayer. And the Lord willing, we'll be back again on air on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Have a great evening.